This year's Dublin International Chamber Music Festival kicks off on Wednesday of next week. That's June the 7th. The origins of the festival go back to 1970 and the festival that was called Great Music in Irish Houses. That part of the festival has continued with music being performed in various houses and venues in and surrounding Dublin, including the concert that launches the festival, which it is a concert that will feature five of Ireland's top women pianists. Each of these pianists will perform work by a female composer, but each has also teamed up with two trailblazing women from Irish society to complete the concert programme. To explain more, I'm joined by one of the featured pianists in the concert, Ruth McGinley, who last spoke to us at the launch of the album Aura, featuring the Irish music rearranged by composer Neil Martin. And in fact, Ruth is in a second concert at this year's Dublin International Chamber Music Festival, will perform that album Aura. But first of all, Ruth, good to speak with you this evening. Let's talk about the concert next Wednesday. This is in Windmill Quarter in Dublin 2. Very much a celebration by women of women. Explain the format of the evening, if you would, Ruth.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a very, very diverse evening, and as you say, it's a celebration of women by women. The idea actually started last year in the 2022 festival, where the same five women pianists, we were asked by Kira Higgins, the artistic director of the festival, to take part in this performance project that reflected on the COVID-19 pandemic. So we were paired with frontline workers who nominated pieces of music that, you know, meant something to them or maybe helped them through that really difficult time. So moving on to 2023, the same five pianists, obviously we were a pleasure to work with, to be asked again. And each pianist, we're paired up with two inspirational Irish women. Obviously there's like so many to choose from, and I'm sure it was very difficult for Kira to get down to 12. But they nominate pieces of music that are meaningful to them, whether it be just, you know, a piece or a song that they love. Some others, you know, there's like a deeper meaning for them, you know, it's to do with their work. And then we, all five pianists, we have an own choice piece of a composition or a song by a female composer. So yeah, it's a big, you know, it's a big female celebration, and you know, there's so much depth to it, and we have a diverse range of music from, we have a world premiere of a piece by Jane O'Leary, the Irish composer, that'll be played by Therese Fahy. We have Chopin, we have The Carpenters, we have Ennio Morricone, and jazz composer Mary Lou Williams.
Mary Lou Williams,
so, you know, a little bit of everything, a lot.
A lot in there. I just wondered to what extent the two women that that you are teamed up with, Nolene Blackwell, the CEO of the Rape Crisis Centre, and who is the second person that you're teamed with?
Dr. Lydia Foy.
Yeah, sorry. Who's
so
really at the centre of? She's at the centre of securing transgender rights in Ireland. What did they bring to you? You know, for a musician, what kind of inspirations did they bring to you, and how did that make you look at the music? Maybe if we talk specifically about Ethel Smith, the composer, which was chosen by Nolene Blackwell, the CEO of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. What did Nolene say to you or bring to you about that composer that made you maybe think differently about her and her music?
Yeah, and again, Nolene, she brought to me an idea. So she says, I'm nominating an idea rather than a particular piece of music that represents her admiration for the pioneers of women's rights from over a century ago right to the present day. You know, she's so passionate about that. So Ethel Smythe.
I was just going to ask you, should I be calling her Smythe instead of Smith? Because it is Y-T-H.
Yeah, absolutely. But who knows? She was born 1858, which obviously was a time of complete male domination in the classical world. So she wasn't only a fantastic composer, and she is starting to become a little bit more known and played in concerts these days, but she was also a leading figure in the movement for women's suffrage. So she was a suffragette. She, you know, like many of the activists, she ended up imprisoned for 2 months in Holloway Prison, I think for throwing a rock through a window of the Houses of Parliament. So she was a real feisty one.
Yes.
You know, she would do well these days. There's a funny story where I think the conductor, Thomas Beecham, went to visit her in prison and he found her there conducting singing of her fellow inmates with a toothbrush. So, you know, she wasn't giving up. She was very much dedicated to the you know, and she's very famous for one particular song, The March of the Woman. It actually became the official anthem of the Women's Social and Political Union throughout the world, you know. So I have chosen, so, you know, she didn't say a particular piece, but she wanted something played by Ethel Smyth. Yeah. So I again, it's given me a chance to really look closely at pieces of music and repertoire that I don't know. And, you know, and I'll not tell you the age I am, but there's still so much learning to do, you know. So I've chosen a beautiful nocturne that, you know, that is composed by Smyth.
Right, well, let's have a listen to it. It's a nocturne. It's called Canon by Inversion, which I guess is a description of the mode of composition here, or what Smyth did in the way she went about forming the piece. Let's have a listen to a little section of it. Just a little section of the Nocturne Canon by Inversion by Ethel Smyth, and it says the piece that was chosen by Nolene Blackwell for performance by Ruth McGinley as part of this concert that is taking place as part of the Dublin International Chamber Music Festival. And I don't know if it's my ears that are playing tricks on me at this time of a Tuesday evening, but as I listen to that, yes, it is of its era, you know, of that kind of late 19th, early 20th century feel to it, but there are times in there when she has kind of peculiar little harmonic turns. Was she very, I suppose, avant-garde is maybe not the right word, but how progressive was she as a composer, Smyth?
Yeah, again, in looking at some of her piano works, she has written many piano sonatas, which are a little bit more without what you said. Mm. But one of the reasons why I chose the nocturne is because I personally love a little bit of dissonance and stuff. So she does go there. You know, I definitely before her time in that. But, you know, I'm always a big believer that everybody plays or writes music from, you know, from their spirit, from what they are. So, you know, I'm not surprised that she was definitely ahead of her time. Yeah.
And I know that your own choice is a piece by Mary Louise Williams called What's Your Story, Morning Glory, which is a wonderful thing. But you also mentioned to us another performer who's coming to the festival that you're really interested in. This is the cellist Abel Selico. He's an extraordinary performer, this man.
Oh, he's just unbelievable. I mean, if anybody listening, please don't miss this this performance. I think he's on the Friday, the 9th at 7:30 at Dublin Castle. I actually witnessed Abel play before he became a big name, because he has actually genuinely become this big world superstar. He brings something completely different to the table. You know, he did study. He came from South Africa to study at a conservatoire in England. So, you know, he studied as a classical cello player, but actually what he does now, what makes him totally unique, is, you know, he uses his cello often as a percussion instrument, and also his
voice.
Extraordinary voice. And I mean he sings, but he also uses it as a percussive instrument, and, you know, and there's almost like a melodious yearning and growling, and he's just a true force of
Listening. I want to finish up by giving him a little bit of a spin, because people should go and hear him as much as go and hear yourself. And I'll give out full details of your concert afterwards. Once again, thanks for speaking to us this evening, Ruth. I'm sure that has whetted your appetite for Abel Sellacco, the cellist. Ruth McGinley suggesting that you might go and see him as part of the Dublin International Chamber Music Festival on Friday the 9th. But the concert that she was telling us about with the four other female pianists alongside her, opening concert of the Dublin International Chamber Music Festival, which begins on Wednesday, June the 7th. And then she will also perform her own album, Aura, the music of Neil Martin's adaptations of Shanlow's songs. That's on Sunday, June the 11th at Castle Townhouse. Full details of everything happening at the festival on DICMF, Dublin International Chamber Music Festival, DICMF.com.